Wow. It's great to worship God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Is my mic on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? Is my mic turned on? Can you hear me at the back now? I just did that. It's great. Oops. That was great worship. Thank you, Pastor Brandon and team. I want to just mention Summer Jam Music Festival in the Park. How many of you know what the Summer Jam is? You're familiar with Summer Jam? Great. This is a great outreach for us as a church that we do. And June 27th, it's a Sunday. The concerts will begin at 1 o'clock, so take note of that. And we're pleased to announce that the following will be on the Summer Jam stage. Megan McConaughey, the Jeff Green Band, Luann Akins, His and Hers Music, that's Brandon and Liam Mylan, in case you're wondering. Teen Challenge Saskatchewan and comedian Leland Clausen will be the Summer Jam MC. More groups will be announced next Sunday. Doesn't that sound great? Doesn't that sound great? Now, you have an opportunity to be involved in this great outreach, and sign-up sheets are in the gym, and you can sign up after the service to volunteer at Summer Jam. There are lots of opportunities available for you, so don't be shy. Make your way to the gym after the service. You're going to have some of Ken's 80th birthday cake anyway, so while you're having a piece of cake, sign up. It's great. How many of you excited that it's raining? All right, that's a few of you. It's excellent. How many of you are looking forward to sunshine? All right, that's great. Well, we get to be inside right now, and we get to worship God this morning. How many of you are excited about that? Praise the Lord. It's great. We've been talking about being busy over these past couple of weeks. And it's a subject that either we avoid it or we speak it with pride. I'm busy. What are you doing? Well, I'm busy. And we kind of wear it almost like a badge. You know, what are you doing? Well, I'm busy. You know, busy, you know. Some of us wear a larger badge than others. You know, I'm busy, busy, busy. In fact, if someone said to you, now just think about it for a moment. If someone said to you, if you said, hey, what did you do yesterday? And they said to you, man, yesterday was great. I just laid around all day in my pajamas and watched TV. You would likely admonish them for doing so, right? You think, you're all going, boy, what'd I give for that? Just lay around and watch TV and wear my pajamas. But it's like this Garfield cartoon. Look at this. You know, Garfield, I don't care how lazy you are. I accept you for who you are. Garfield says, accept me. Two steps to the left, you're blocking my view of the TV. Very true. How do we handle busyness? How do we keep ourselves from getting into the grind of being busy? Well, handling busyness necessitates listening to God. And I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. It's a great passage of Scripture beginning verse 38. And I'm going to be reading from today's New International Version, Luke chapter 10, beginning of verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. May God add his blessing to his word. Well, handling busyness necessitates listening to God. Did you know that you can hear someone and not listen? Yeah, I'm married. I'm sorry. Joan's at the ladies' retreat. They're probably watching me right now. But, you know, the camp is probably watching because the camp work weekend, they're probably watching us by internet. So welcome, those of you at the Quest, and those by internet. Anyway, I'm married, and I know how this is. I mean, Joan can ask me to do something 357 times in a given year, and I still haven't gotten it right. And is that ever happened? You know, because we can hear someone and not listen. There's a great poem that goes like this. A wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we like that wise old bird? See? The most important thing in your life, and the only way for you to handle your busyness, is by listening to God. Most important thing in your life is your personal relationship with God. Luke 10:38, the Amplified says, while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. She had a sister named Mary who had seated herself at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching, but Martha, who was overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. Now, I want you to get the picture. I'll try my best. I'll use this chair. Okay, let's use this chair. And the unseen guest is here, so that's where Jesus is. I'm going to be Mary for a moment. And here's Mary. Oh. 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 Okay, and then here's Martha. Okay, pretend this is a kitchen. Lord, Mary's doing nothing. Tell her to help me, because I'm working in the kitchen. See? That's how workaholics are. You know? Tell her to help me. You know, it's interesting. Workaholics always want everyone else to work. So you got Martha over here who's busy, and she's doing fine. She's chopping up the potatoes, and she's mashing stuff. And then she realizes, wait a minute, Mary's not here. What's she doing? She's laying down. She's just at the feet. I'm going to go, that's just it. You got to get to work. You see? Workaholics do that. Hello? You get it? See, I know, because I fight that. If I'm not careful, I fight. I want people to work with me. Or you know, I get really mad at my kids. Or Joan, if they just start enjoying the, if they're just late, you know? I want them to work with me. Isn't that true? So if you're a workaholic and someone's having fun, you get mad. And you want them to work. Because we glorify work. Now we need to work. We don't need to be lazy. In fact, the Bible talks about, we've been reading through Proverbs, and there's a lot to say about being lazy and just laying and doing nothing and procrastinating and saying I'll do it tomorrow or I'll get to it next week or give me a dentist appointment 7 years from now and I might make it, you know, like, the Bible talks about being lazy as well. There's something wrong with laziness. We don't need to be lazy. I mean, we need to keep things neat and clean and do things right. There needs to be balance. But I was so out of balance. You know, we'd have company over. And I just, you know, I know you find it's hard to believe, but it's hard for me to sit. And so, company would be over, and we'd be visiting, and I got to make a phone call, I'll be right back. And I'd go, and I'd talk on the phone for half an hour, and I'd come back, and, you know, and they'd be having a conversation, and I'd jump in the middle. What are you guys talking about? What's going on? What's happening here? Oh, just a minute. I got to get my computer. I got stuff to get done. And I'd take my computer and work on my laptop, and I'd be sitting there working, and, you know, we're having a visit, you know? Has this ever happened to you? People are over at your house and you're working all the time. You can't sit still. You can't even visit because you're a workaholic. It's so out of balance. I mean, I'd be doing, I mean, it's the truth. I'm not exaggerating. I could not sit and enjoy because I was working all the time. And in fact, even if people were visiting, I was just sitting there. It was all rolling in my head. You know, all the things I had to get done, all the things that I needed to be done. They'd go, what do you think of that? And I go, uh-huh. And then I just committed to something for life. I mean, I don't, you know. In fact, because I was so much a workaholic, I mean, if you sat down something in my house, like if you sat your cup down, didn't matter what was, if there's something in it, you lost that cup. I mean, boom. See, I want everybody to get up and get working. You know? Donna Parto said it well. She said, as they received Jesus' teaching, they learned the balance between a soul at rest and a body in motion. Where's your soul today? Are you able to rest? Have you breathed lately? Taking a, just everybody just go. Ooh, boy, that was a lot of hot air. Tell her to help me. To lend her part and do her part along with me. Just, she needs to lend a hand. The Lord said, Martha. Martha, you are anxious. You're troubled about many things. There's need for one or just a few things. Mary's chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall never be taken away from her. Listening to God. Now I know we can't sit in a corner and pray all day and not do our work. I mean, I know that. But Martha, dear Martha, she had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And she's in the kitchen doing service for her Lord instead of being with her Lord. Once in a lifetime, Jesus was there. And for that period of time, she needed to forget her work, and she needed to make that a priority, to come and sit at the feet of Jesus and hear what he had to say. I wonder how many times when we're doing our work that we get a little sensing that we just need to stop and pray a little bit. Or God puts somebody in our heart and we think, you know, when I pray, I'll get to that. I'll pray for them. Or God puts somebody in your heart that you need to call and just say a little word of encouragement. You think, oh, I'm too busy right now. I'll do that another time. You know, God, I'll do it later. We don't listen well to God because we're too busy to listen. We're too busy because we do not take time to sit and listen to God. I learned to do this, and if you start doing what I'm about to share with you, it'll revolutionize you, and you will be able to handle your busyness. Do you want to know what it is? Because if you listen, you will really begin to accomplish more of God's will for your life. And God will be using you all throughout the day, and it won't be a burden for you at all. Do you want to hear? Shall I let you in? Okay. For those two of you, I'll meet you after. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot to do on a Sunday morning. Did you know that? Like, it's not like, oh man, it must be pretty simple. You know, through the week, just come up Sunday mornings, boom, Pastor Brandon sings some songs, Rev Dev gets up and talks. You know, and I'm okay at talking, it's just a natural thing for me. Just ask my mother, my wife, my kids. But preparing the Word of God is different, and getting worship prepared. I mean, Pastor Brandon sits and he prays, and I mean, there's the sound people, the technical people. I mean, they all have to be prepared. Yeah, a lot goes into Sunday. Okay? You get the picture. It's just busy. No, fruitful. Sorry. Well, this one Sunday, you know, I mean, I'm getting ready. I mean, and you know, and often on Sundays, God will just change stuff. You know, and I'm just, okay, God, I've got to keep up with that. I'm going to keep it. And so I'm just busy doing all sorts of different things, trying to get ready and all that stuff. And in the midst of it, God says, hey, Dev, you got to call your mom. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on, God. I got lots to do. I'm preparing for the service. There's a lot going on, and it's Sunday morning. You know I don't have time Sunday morning. I can't possibly do that. I want you to call your mother now. No, I'll do it this afternoon. I'll do it right after the service. Because if I do it after the service, I'll have time. See, I don't have time right now. I want you to call your mother. See, I didn't feel like calling my mother. Not just then. I didn't even want to call her. And I, you know, God says call and encourage her, you know? And did I really want to do that? No. But I learn if we do things when God's anointing is on it, he'll bless us somewhere else. If we will take the time, you listening? If we'll take the time, if we'll take the time. Do you get it? If we will take the time. I called my mom, picked up the phone, and you know, and I wanted to start by saying, Mom, I'm in a rush. You know, I wanted to say something, and I was trying to think, what am I going to say? And the phone rang, and the phone rang, and the phone rang, and I thought, she's gone, and I don't know where she went, bathroom probably or something. You know, and I was all excited. And I was just prepared to hang up, and I said, Lord, I've done my duty, and all of a sudden, hello? yeah, Mom? I asked Devin, oh, hi, how come you're calling? And I said, well, I just wanted to know how you were doing, and just to encourage you, I hope you have a really good day. I'm just getting ready to go to church. And, oh, that isn't that sweet. That's so sweet. You're such a good boy. All these wonderful things. So, you know how long it took? It took all of about 60 seconds. I said it took all of about 60 seconds. And the good news was is that I didn't have to stand here preaching all the while going, I should have called my mom. I should have called my mom. I should have called my mom. Interesting, when I got home, there was a message from my brother. He said, Dev, I just want you to know, Mom went in the hospital about an hour ago. She couldn't breathe very well. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe you should call me. What if I had not called my mom because I was too busy? How many times do we not do what God tells us to do? And then that little nagging thing is there, and we can't make an excuse for it. Well, I was just so busy, I couldn't get around to it, God. I was just so busy, God. Just so busy. Don't you get tired of hearing that? I'm too busy. We need to stop telling God how busy we're. I mean, if we want to talk about being busy, I would imagine, just think for a moment, what God does. Can you imagine his schedule? Just think for a moment. I mean, you got to be everywhere all the time, at the same time, watching everybody, perfecting everything that concerns every person, every bug, and every animal, and providing worms to the birds. I mean, I bet it's a job. You know, counting the number of hairs on people's heads. That's why some of you have less. He's, you know. And somehow or another, last time I chatted or looked or noticed, I don't see him having her nervous breakdown. You know? You know? Do you get it? Too busy. Your relationship with God is the most important thing. You can be as close as you want to be to God. You don't have to be, sit back and, oh, I wish I had somebody else's relationship with God. You can have a better relationship with God now by putting more time into it. You can. I said, if you want a better relationship with God, just put more time into it. Did you hear me? Did you go get? Amen? Yeah. Come sing. Maybe you need to cut something out of your life and put God in. God spoke very clearly to me over the past while. Dev, just quit trying to work me into your schedule. Because as long as you work me into your schedule, you're never going to have time. Put me first and work your schedule around me. That's what God wants. God is first. If he's not first, then you say no to something else and you say yes to God. Things will change dramatically in your life. You won't be frustrated. You won't be empty. You won't be unfulfilled. Anytime that we're not doing what we know we should be doing, it bothers us. It bothers our conscience. The Holy Spirit convicts us. And of what we should do, it bothers us. Listening to God, it takes time. Someone said, well, what do I do? I don't know. Maybe you just need to sit in a room. Sit there and say, God, I don't have a clue what I'm supposed to do. I'm just going to sit here. I think God honors that. I believe it's spending time with him that he honors. God, did you want to talk to me? Not right now. You just sit there and be quiet. I want to see if you can be quiet. Because you always come to me, you're always talking. You always have something you want to talk about. I want you to sit and be quiet for a moment. Maybe that's what God wants. Just sit there, be quiet. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Martha had to do for Jesus. but Mary was with him. God should be our first priority. So handling busyness necessitates listening to God, but it also means loving yourself. I believe that another thing we need to pay attention to is our relationship with who we are. Above your relationship with other people, and I'll tell you why it's so important, because if you don't have a good relationship with yourself, you're not going to have a good relationship with other people. So you might as well get things straightened out between you and you first, you know? Seriously. If you don't like yourself, you're not going to like anybody or what anybody does. And you know, you're with yourself more than anybody else. Did you know that? And you got a rough way to go if you don't like you. Because you don't ever get away from you. I mean, no matter where you go, there you are. Have you ever noticed that? Wherever you go, there you are. How many of you know that there you are where you are? Come on. A few of you don't know that yet, nudge your neighbor and tell them, by the way, you're here. You know. Yeah, turn to them and say, by the way, you're here. Turn to your neighbor and say, by the way, you're here. All right. It's good. Turn back to them and say, thank you, I was wondering. Come on, turn back and say, thank you, I was wondering. If you're here today and you don't like yourself, you have a long way to go. I'm serious. Because a lot of people don't have a good relationship with themselves. And you know what? Then we have to always be busy trying to put on something that we're not. Yeah. And how we do that is we hide in busyness. Because if we're busy, we don't have to spend time with ourselves. We know deep inside that God wants us to deal with us about something, and we stay busy so we don't have to listen. Come on, God's talking to somebody today. You know, God, I'm just not that ready for that yet. Check with me next year after I just get this project done. Then I'll start spending time. If God puts his finger on something in your life, you're ready for it. You may not be ready to lay it down, but you're ready to start dealing with it. And don't try to do what God wants you to do in your timing. You do it in his timing. Walk with him. Because God's timing is right. That means it's going to be well oiled and it will just flow because it's going to be anointed by him. If you walk and try and do it in your timing, you will slug it through and it will be tough. You still awake? Oh, good. Sometimes I say something and often people go to the Bahamas or something. I don't know. Jesus spoke to Martha, verses 41-42 in the Message Bible. The master said, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential and Mary's chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. Boy, that's good feeding. I fight finding something for someone to do. I mean, I would, you know, at home, I'd say to Joan, and she's away at the ladies' retreat. She said I can talk about her when she's not here, so it's good. I'd say to Joan, I mean, Joan would be busy doing stuff. And then, you know, I'd say, hey, come on, sit down. Come on, sit down, relax. Come on, sit down, watch some TV. Let's just spend some time together, you know. So she'd come, and she'd sit down, and then I'd say, by the way, did you phone so-and-so? What? Did you phone so-and-so? Have you called them? No, I'm just going to sit down now. I'm going to have a little bit of a rest. Well, while you're sitting, you'll be on the phone, can't you? Can't you be calling them while you're... I mean, does that make sense? It's good use of time. You know, sitting down, you're relaxing. Call them. Now, if I'm so bent on her calling somebody, why can't I call them? You know? If God is telling me, Lord, you better make that phone call, why do I have to impose it upon her to make the call? You see? You see what I'm saying? We can hide from God in our busyness. And like Martha, we can say, they're not helping me. Tell them to help me to get busy. I mean, God might be saying to you, you know, it might be dealing with you about taking better care of yourself, spending time with yourself. I mean, God might be telling you to spend more time with your elderly parents or getting your house cleaned up or maybe tithing. I don't know. God might be dealing with you about excusing and rationalizing your behavior all the time, about maybe even getting to bed or getting out of bed. I don't know. Maybe God is dealing with you about spending time with your family. But I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy. Jesus wasn't scolding Martha for doing work in her kitchen. But he was saying, quit doing so much for me and start being who you need to be. See, and Martha, dear Martha, she doesn't deserve the ridicule she often receives because she was so concerned over her doing for Jesus that she wanted Mary to be like her. And it had to all do with relationship. Mary, Martha's. If you want to handle your business, get a good relationship with yourself. Have respect for yourself. Pay attention to your spiritual life. Pay attention to your emotional life. Do things that you enjoy. Live with balance. Be healthy mentally. And don't take the weight of the world on yourself. And instead of complaining, instead of talking about all the things people should be doing, start looking at yourself and saying, who am I supposed to be? Who am I really, God? And listen to him and love yourself because he loves you. He just wants you to know it. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes while heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe this morning you've heard about that and realized that it's time to get priorities in order. And you realize that the first priority is God. And maybe you're scared of the next one, and that's spending time with yourself, getting to know who you are. But Jesus did say, love your neighbors yourself. And sometimes we can't figure out how to love our neighbor because we haven't figured out how to love ourselves yet. Maybe this morning, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you just need to say, God, I want to start listening. You know, I hear from you, but I don't listen. You tell me to do things, I don't do them. God, I always procrastinate, I always put it off because I think I'm too busy. Maybe you need to say, God, maybe today, this is it, you're going to be first. My schedule is going to revolve around you because that's the only way I can handle my busyness, God. And if you listen to him, then you'll discover how much he loves you. And maybe then you'll start loving yourself even more. Not for what you do, but who you are. Just like Mary and Martha set the example for us. It wasn't what Martha did. It was who Martha was that Jesus was concerned about. Maybe this morning you need to say, God, you're going to be first. This is it. You're first. I'm not going to hold that business badge in my hand anymore. I'm not going to be telling people I'm too busy. I may be fruitful, God, but I hope it's in the right places. But God, I need to put you first in all things so I can handle it. If you're willing to say that today or even say, God, I want to love you and I want to love myself and I got to work on that. I got to spend time with myself, God. If you want to say that today, just while every head is bowed, every eyes closed, just lift your hand. It'll further the commitment you're making to him. Just lift your hand. Just lift it up. Lord, bless you. 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 God sees all those hands. And maybe this morning you're here and you've heard about Jesus. In fact, maybe your friends have talked about him. And you're here because of a friend or you're here because you just thought you should come to a church and hear about something that maybe could change your life. Let me tell you that Jesus can. But maybe you've never come to him and said, Lord, I want you in my life. Jesus, I want you there. I give you whatever it is that you need in my life. I give it to you. I want you to enter my life, God. I want you to be part of my life. However you want to say it, maybe you need to say that to him today. And if you are saying it, know that he will help you in the journey that you're walking. You don't have to do it alone anymore. If you're saying that to him while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, just Lift your head if you're saying, you know, Jesus, it's it. I want you. I can't do this alone anymore. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Father God, we can't handle it sometimes when we get so busy. We think we can, but we become so overly disturbed, just like Martha, because we're too busy. God, there are times where you procrastinate, and there are times where, God, some are just lazy. But God, we know that if we come and listen to you, that we'll start loving ourselves better. We'll be able to handle the busyness that goes around our life. God, may we be people who love you that much that will listen. May you speak to us, God. May you speak to us. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.